Quick rundown. Big nights and bigger storylines. Seahawks stun the Rams to reach Super Bowl LX. Patriots survive a snowy, gritty AFC title, and Leonard Taylor III's block sends them too. Cooper Kupp's late catch fuels social media fury. Sam Darnold shines despite a barely there week of practice. Keaton Wagler explodes for 46 as Illinois rolls. The Rockets are leaning into a bully ball Durant Sengun identity. And Cade Cunningham is back in form as the Pistons beat the Kings.
That's a full slate. We'll unpack the NFL title games first. Seattle and New England set for a rematch in Super Bowl LX. Then shift to Wagler's freshman masterpiece, Houston's unorthodox rocket ship, and finish with Cade's comeback. Let's dive in.
Start in Seattle. The Seahawks beat the Rams 3-1-2-7 at Lumen Field to advance to Super Bowl LX. Sam Darnold, playing through an oblique issue and limited in practice all week, threw for 346 yards and 3 touchdowns. No turnovers. The performance was efficient, clutch, and maybe the defining playoff game of his career.
Big moments swung the game. A muffed Rams punt set up a Seahawks touchdown. A controversial Cooper Kupp catch late, which sent social feeds into meltdown, extended a crucial drive, and Seattle's defense made a huge fourth and goal stop at the 6 to preserve the win. Devin Witherspoon's end zone breakup and the final defensive stand sealed it.
Let's talk Darnold for a second. Coach Mike McDonald said Darnold barely practiced but still produced a near-immaculate stat line. 2-5 of 3-6, 346 yards, 3 TDs. They leaned on his downfield passing. Jackson Smith-Nigba hauled in multiple 10-plus yard throws. For a guy with a turnover history, this was composed and timely.
And then the Cooper Kupp debate. With about 3 minutes left, Kupp caught a 3-3rd and short that the ref spotted as a first down. Replays showed the ball moving as he hit the turf and fans erupted. Rams coach Sean McVay didn't challenge. Social media split. Some call it a fumble, others defend the spot. Either way, that play let Seattle drain the clock and punch their ticket.
The Rams now face roster questions. Matthew Stafford, who put up MVP-level numbers this season, wouldn't commit to his future, and McVay left the answer to him. Stafford's contract situation and age mean there's a real off-season decision on the table.
Switching to the AFC side, the Patriots edged Denver 107 in a snow-drenched thriller. It was a game of field position, defense, and special teams. And one undrafted player's leap changed the season.
Leonard Taylor III, a practice squad call-up and former undrafted castoff, leapt and tipped a potential game-tying field goal late in the fourth quarter. That single play kept New England ahead and sent them to the Super Bowl. It's a classic stay-ready moment and the kind of narrative coaches dream about.
Mike Vrabel's Patriots have been the NFL's road warriors this year, a perfect 9-0 away record including the playoffs. And he's built an identity around defense, physicality, and situational football. Quarterback Drake May managed the elements, leaned on his legs, and the defense delivered. Vrabel's message about belief and identity has clearly landed in New England.
So Super Bowl LX shapes up as a rematch of Super Bowl 19, Seahawks versus Patriots, February 8th in Santa Clara. Seattle opens as favorites, but New England's defense and special teams edge, plus moments like Taylor's block, make this far from a foregone conclusion.
Okay. College basketball highlight, Illinois freshman Keaton Wagler exploded for 46 points on 1-3 of 1-7, shooting in an 8-8-8-2 win over Purdue. That's a knockout efficiency night, 46 points on 20 or fewer shots, a rare freshman feat matched by only a handful of elite names since 2010.
Analysts are buzzing. The Athletic's Sam Vecenie even pegged Wagler as possible top 1-0 pick material. Illinois improved to 1-7-3-8, one in the Big Ten, now riding a 9-game win streak. What's notable is Wagler's quiet rise. He hasn't had the same hype as some other freshmen, but NBA scouts are certainly noticing now.
Illinois' next test is Washington on Thursday, so expect teams to game plan for Wagler the same way they've had to adjust for sudden breakout scorers. If he keeps that efficiency in shot selection, Wagler's name will be on every mock draft board soon.
Over to the NBA. The Houston Rockets are experimenting with an unconventional bully ball offense under Ime Udoka. With Fred VanVleet out, the team runs a by-committee point guard approach centered on Kevin Durant and Alperen Sengun, leaning into size, offensive rebounds, and second-chance points.
Stat corner. Houston sits top 3 in offensive rating despite a slow pace and low three-point attempt rate. They're not volume shooters from deep, but when they do fire, they're efficient. High 3P% and lethal inside with Durant/Sengun chemistry. The challenge? Consistency, injuries, Steven Adams' absence complicates rotations, and guard decision-making with younger players like Reed Shepard and Amon Thompson learning on the fly.
In short, it's an identity shift. Smaller pace, more size around the rim. Hunt the right shots and rely on offensive rebounding. If they stay healthy and the young guards mature, this could be a long-term competitive scheme. If not, the trade deadline and minutes mix will be major storylines.
Final quick NBA note. Cade Cunningham looked like an all-star again in Detroit's win over Sacramento. 29 points, 11 assists in 30 minutes, playing through a right wrist contusion. The Pistons had 8 players in double figures and massive ball movement. 31 assists on 50 makes, showing the ceiling of that roster when Cunningham's moving and healthy.
Cade's availability matters for Detroit's push. When he's at this level, they're a different team. Efficient, aggressive, and disruptive defensively. Keep an eye on how they ride that momentum into the next stretch of schedule.
All right, quick wrap. Super Bowl LX will be Seahawks versus Patriots. Expect a tactical chess match between Seattle's explosive passing and New England's cold weather defense and special teams toughness. Wagler's 46 puts him on the national radar. The Rockets experiment is one to watch. And Cade's return boosts Detroit.
Thanks for joining us for this roundup. For deeper analysis, interviews, and our full daily podcast, subscribe and listen to the entire episode. We'll have game breakdowns, player sound, and what the Super Bowl matchup means for both teams' futures.
If you liked this episode, leave a review, share with a friend, and follow us for updates. We'll be back with more sports news and context tomorrow. Until then, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you at the Super Bowl.